You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is from Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 to 20. The story continues after Moses, Aaron, and the other elders had a solid experience of God at the completion of the covenant. The people had to wait for Moses for 40 days and 40 nights. With this passage, there are so many questions that come to mind and mixed emotions too. Right on the first verse, when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered said to Aaron, "Up, make us gods who shall go before us. As for this Moses, we do not know what has become of him." Here I was already asking, what on earth are the people thinking? Why can't they just wait on God who miraculously delivered them out of Egypt, perform great wonders, and then envelope their leaders with his amazing presence? Instead of waiting, they decided to turn to another God to follow. In the scriptures, we see similar instances of people losing hope and the ability to trust what God is doing. We have Saul offering a sacrifice to God without waiting for the prophet sent by the Lord. Or even Thomas, who relied on his own ability to know, rather than believe on the basis of what Jesus said. When things get rough, we become insecure as to where we are going in life. We easily forget that the God we believe in is infinite wisdom and our guide to a life full of meaning and purpose. And so we turn to other things we thought could give security. And then there's Aaron in verse 2. So Aaron said to them, "Take off the rings of gold that are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." And he fashioned it with a graving tool and made a golden calf. What is wrong with him? Wasn't he the spokesperson of Moses and was with him days ago at the mountain beholding the glory of God? With pressure from the people, he gave in and out of fear did exactly what God commanded not to do. Here we remember Elijah, who hid and wanted to die out of fear of Jezebel, and Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times out of fear that he too might be arrested. When we let fear overwhelm us, we easily forget that the God we believe in is a God with whom nothing is impossible, and a God who never leaves the one he loves. So we cower in fear and not stand up to do what's right. Then you have Moses. On one hand, he's there pleading to God not to destroy the Israelites. But when he came down, he's raging, breaking the stone tablets, and went on to punish them. I was like, how inconsistent can you get? But with much thought, what Moses displayed was also the very character of God. Merciful, while just. We see this in Jesus, who had great compassion on sinners, ready to dine with them. But also in other occasion, he was full of zeal taking down the businesses desecrating God's temple. Jesus' teachings would include both promise of forgiveness and warning of the consequences of sin. This combination of God's traits is difficult to grasp and imitate. So we find ourselves, under the guise of compassion, making an excuse to let sin not get confronted, sometimes towards others, often towards ourselves. But also in the guise of righteous anger, we fall into the temptation of being so hard on the sinner instead of getting rid of the sin. Again, sometimes towards others, more often toward ourselves. In finding answers to my questions, I find it really life-giving that not only that I get to meditate on who God is in a deeper way, it also led me to understanding my own tendencies. There's so much more to ask, and there's so much more to learn. For application, first, how do you experience doubt, insecurity, and fear at work in your life? Second, how do you experience God's mercy and justice?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.